And welcome to a podcast.
Yep. What is this? 48?
49?
49?
I don't know. This might be 50.
Oh, geez. Wow.
None of us know what fucking podcast number it is. This is great. Joey leaves for one fucking podcast and no one knows what the fuck to do anymore.
Only Joey knows.
So this is podcast insert number here. And I'm Ben.
I'm Austin.
And I'm Nikki.
And we didn't fuck that part up.
Yay.
Yay.
So, guys, this is our first podcast without Joey. Let's say all the offensive things that we think about him.
Okay, one thing that just popped in my head was that Santa, if you switch those words around, it could be spelled Satan.
Could it be? Satan?
Like just
that's
one letter
why
moved.
I love Christmas so much. Duh.
You scare me sometimes, Nikki.
I know.
Not even going to lie.
Good.
So, what have you guys been up to this week? Because I haven't been up to jack shit.
Well, this week I've just been sick, returning from Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, that's right. How was Tennessee?
It was good. It was cold, and then it wasn't, and then it was cold, and then I left.
And it snowed.
Like, very briefly, but yes.
I saw your Jeep in snow.
Oh, yeah. That was, like, the only time it snowed.
Saw that you also purchased moonshine.
Yes. I was going to bring that.
Want to share?
But I eventually will.
Cool.
I bring
cool.
This time.
Wait, yeah, and you bought one of those little like moonshine spigots.
Boards,
yeah,
that was like $10. A ripoff, but you know.
Whatever.
Works.
I mean,
it's pretty cool because
does it work?
It has like a little air exchanger, so it pours without like bloop, 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 you know.
Good.
It's nice.
And so you're becoming like a little moonshine aficionado. That's awesome.
Well, like you know why they have the moonshine in those little mason jars, right?
Because that's what they were produced in back in the olden times.
Well, yeah, but they like do that, and not just olden times, but today times too.
Yeah,
back in the days of hillbillies.
I just felt like it was for like nostalgia purposes.
Yeah. But they do that typically because most people who drink moonshine just drink it straight out of like from the jar.
Those are some ballsy motherfuckers.
Well, like you don't drink moonshine with mixed anything.
Oh yeah,
yeah, not that I know of.
Let's mix it in cornbread.
Corn and corn.
Yes. Corn and corn. Booze-flavored cornbread.
That's corny.
I don't care.
That's like saying, let's soak grapes in wine.
Yeah.
No, you freeze grapes, put it in wine, so your wine stays cold.
And tastes like grapes.
You know what's funny? Joey texted me, no alcohol.
Yeah.
Just talking about alcohol.
No, he was like... He got on me like real big before he left. He's like, absolutely no alcohol while you're doing the podcast or while you're doing the live stream. If I'm not here for that, it's like no alcohol. I'm like, do we ever drink during the podcast?
Well, I mean,
I am really.
I've heard history of people doing that in this group. So
yeah, we did that once. Just kidding. We're going to cut that. But no, we can cut this part. I'm going to make a note here.
Okay.
But yeah, we did that once and it turned out terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds
We had to delete the last half of the first podcast, or the second podcast.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was a 2-hour podcast. It was only an hour long once we cut everything out of it.
Wow.
It got really bad. All right, let's segue back in. Yeah, I mean, we don't drink during the podcast, so.
It's just very, people look down on that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
to hear you tripping over yourself.
I would assume that the quality would be very bad to the point where it's not fixable.
Yeah.
Simply because, you know, slurring words is not something you ever want to edit or
yeah,
fix.
And everybody just talks over each other. No, listen. No.
Well, we have that problem enough as it is.
Yeah. Like just now.
Yeah.
So yeah, when I was in Tennessee, there was like this rail ride along the mountains.
Yeah.
I don't know if I showed you all that video.
Yeah. You sent us, it was in the group chat.
Yeah, it was. I haven't like stabilized or anything yet. Actually, I posted on YouTube so it'd be stabilized, but apparently, since it's in 4K quality, it's taking a long time to stabilize.
4K? You mean 4K?
More like 3K.
Yeah, or 2.5K.
But
is 4K really? We went over it like a long time ago, but 4K is not actually 4K.
Yeah,
it's like 2K.
Well, yeah, because it used to be 2K. Isn't that like a game company?
Dookie dookie.
2K Sports.
Yeah. Gosh. It wasn't that. It's in the game.
That's EA Sports.
Oh, EA Sports.
Close 2K. Enough. Yeah, 2K is.
I think EA bought 2K, though. I don't know.
2K.
Dookie dookie dookie.
Why would you 2K? Spanish.
No one speaks Spanish. Except for Spanish people.
I will throw this phone at you so hard.
You must what?
Huh?
You almost what?
I said, I will throw this phone at you so hard, which I should actually put on silent so I don't get any more buzzing during the podcast. We're professionals, I promise.
Yeah. Did you hear about the new Dragon Ball Z movie?
No.
So it's after the
Lord of Destruction one.
Yeah, the
Lord Bills.
The God versus God. Or
Beerus, yeah.
My new cat.
The English version is Battle of Gods. Yeah. But it's God versus God in the Japanese version.
Yeah. Where the Super Saiyan God goes against the God of Destruction.
Yeah, which is actually very much, it looks like his like pre-Super Saiyan form.
Well, I forget with what red. That's
called. Like, yeah. it's very strange.
That's
Which actually, that omits his Super Saiyan 4, was it? When he has to turn back into the 8
right.
form?
Yeah.
So yeah, a lot of people got upset over that.
I don't know if GT is even canon anymore, because Akira Toriyama said that he wanted to start making a new wanted to continue the Dragon Ball series now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I believe it's not canon. From many of the forums I kind of read, I'm pretty sure it's not canon. Stop looking at my notes.
Oh, you have podcast notes.
He does. Yes.
I'm not like being rude or anything.
No.
Typically I always have a podcast notes.
Bullshit.
No, I've seen him on his phone a couple times with the list up, so.
Yeah. I mean, I'm talking about the Dragon Ball Z movie on here. But it stands for F is for Resurrection. But F is actually like
F is for fuck.
But like but Resurrection in Japanese starts with an F.
Okay.
And the synopsis of the movie, like the general knowledge of it, like when you go into watching it, you know this is what it means. So Joey, don't hate me if you listen to this, which he probably will.
No, I think I'm going to edit this one.
Okay. Well, the F is for Resurrection means that Frieza is going to be resurrected.
Oh, yeah. And killed again.
Yeah. F is for friends who do stuff together.
Hold on. Because they did the Cooler movie, and then they did Cooler's Revenge.
And King Frieza, but King Frieza didn't get resurrected.
Right, and Frieza got killed. No, Frieza did get resurrected, and then Trunks cut him into a million pieces.
Yeah. Tagoma and Sorbet, which is all food names. Tagoma means egg in Japanese. They're the ones going to be resurrecting Frieza, supposedly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I guess the, what's his name? Hold on for a second. The God versus God movie. The God of Destruction isn't Bills, it's Beerus.
Beerusu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, his little helper guy is Whis. And when Akira Toriyama heard the names, he thought it was a pun on beer, so he named Whis after whiskey. But Beerusu is like a thing about viruses, and originally the idea was that he was supposed to infect people and make them evil.
Oh, wow.
But I like the beer and whiskey version better.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of Dragon Ball Z and Team Four Star, so
recently?
The Abridged series, yeah.
Okay.
And I just looked into the trivia on that and just learned a little bit, so.
Yeah.
I feel back to my teenage Dragon Ball Z days, and yeah.
God.
That's funny.
Temporarily,
Nikki,
over it.
I saw that you posted something on Facebook or something saying that your mom was a professional fluffer.
I sent it in the group chat.
Yeah, what was that about?
Do you know what a fluffer is?
In the porn industry or in real life?
Porn industry?
In the porn industry, yeah, it's, for those who don't know, it's someone who just
gives BJs off stage.
Yeah, to get the actor ready.
Okay.
And big.
To give some context to this, my mother was fluffing branches to put on the Christmas tree so that they didn't look like squished and shit. So I'm like, mom's a professional fluffer.
Well, so Nikki's mom has got it going on, and she's a fluffer.
Well, the thing is, what really got it going in my head was, well, that sounds weird. What made me really think about it is there a non-professional fluffer? Like, is there like an amateur fluffer?
I was gonna say,
is there an
choose?
Intern?
like I guess
an
my
intern in fluffing.
I guess I could name a few exes of mine that could have been, you know.
That's terrible.
I wouldn't be surprised if your exes were.
It's not terrible.
Doing
They're
more
terrible
than
people.
Fluffing to get a couple bucks here and there.
Yeah.
Hold on. All right, you know what? I'll just edit that after the podcast. I feel like I'm way too loud.
Okay.
Sometimes, but. So, I guess last week, or during the Black Friday sales, that Square Enix put all the Final Fantasy games on sale.
I saw that. I was going to share that to you.
Yeah, I think you did.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you did. You tagged me in it.
I tagged you in it, yeah.
Yeah. And so I looked into that, and I seriously considered buying all fucking 10 billion of them, but I have better things to do with my money.
Yeah.
But apparently on Twitch right now, there is a 21-day, what's it called? Speed run of 21 Final Fantasy games.
Wow. How many are there?
Good God.
A lot.
Yeah.
Or it's like, yeah, no, it's 21 games and or something like that. 14 games? I don't know. It's a lot of fucking games in 21 days or something like
that. Wow.
I think it's 21 in 21 days, but basically they're playing it nonstop, only taking breaks. They can't skip cutscenes.
Oh, man.
And you can check that out on their Twitch channels. It's, hold on, I don't know it. I'll get that to you in a minute. But
it'll be in the link dump.
It'll be in the link dump.
Speaking of a stupid amount of time spent on games, I'm done with all my schoolwork. You know what that means?
What does that mean?
Pokemon and Dragon Age.
Look at you finishing
them. You'll never hear from me again.
In other news, I got another job, so...
Yes.
I'm back to working on cars, yay!
In other news, I don't have a job.
Hey, you want to come work with me? Want to learn how to change oil?
Oh, man. I don't think that'd be something I'd be very interested in. Like,
it's not a very interesting job at all.
Like, interesting as in, like, I don't think I'd do very well in it.
Oh.
Like, that's something you can kind of screw up. I don't know. When I worked at that dealership with you, you know, and everybody else, not just with you, but I've heard quite a few complaints.
From which department? The main shop or Express?
Both,
yeah.
In fact, from Express, there were quite a few times when people complained about how their hood wouldn't latch, or how they didn't latch their hood.
Oh, you mean like that one time the hood of my mom's car almost flew back and hit my windshield?
That wasn't my dealership. I don't really know about that. I mean, we generally made sure that happens, but I can understand where, like, mistakes were made in Express because we were doing over 100 cars a day in, like, a 10-hour shift.
Yeah.
So I can understand why we fucked up, but, like, the main shop, not really, so... Except for, like, I don't understand how you could leave a drain plug loose. Like, that seems like a pretty important part to me.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd ever fuck that up.
Yeah. And, in fact, shortly before, you know, my entire department got scooted out the door, there was a guy whose hood flew back and hit the windshield. And just
I know. I remember that one. I was there for that.
God. Yeah, that was bad because it was displayed out there for all the customers to see. Oh, man. Yeah.
Was that when I was inside or outside still? Or was
it was probably when you were inside.
Okay. Because, yeah, because it was right before you got booted.
Yeah. Scooted and booted.
Scooted and booted.
I think this microphone is...
Yeah, I was thinking that too. You might want to tighten it, Nikki.
Can you reach over and grab the...
Tighten that. Yeah.
Twist
that.
It down.
Away from you.
Yep.
Wait. Down?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Okay.
All right.
Yay.
Yay, that was a thing. But yeah, I watched a little bit of that.
It's slowly moving down still.
Is it really? Are you fucking... Oh, wait. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm watching it move down.
Technical difficulties.
Do the Monty Python thing.
We actually have a technical difficulties thing.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is it the Monty Python song?
All right. But I don't think we can play the technical difficulties theme while... On a podcast. Yeah. It's a video thing for the YouTube videos.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Which we need to start doing. I don't know if you're interested in doing them with us, but fucking Christ, man.
Yeah, I mean, I used to do YouTube videos when I was like in high school and I was really all about that.
Cool.
And that's like what I wanted to do. That's what I really wanted to do is videography and stuff.
Oh, so you're into like the live action stuff. That's talking about like Let's Plays and whatnot. But we could do all of it. Yeah. We could do it all. Because there's a series that we do with Sai. It's called Let's Rage. It's fucking incredible if you haven't seen it.
Oh, okay. Like, is it like you play games, you get angry?
Yeah, it's like, it's a rough equivalent to Rage Quit.
Yeah.
Except ours is 1,000 times fucking better because there's a live action segment at the end of it.
Oh, okay.
And it gets fucking brutal.
Look at that. You can use that when I start playing Dragon Age.
I mean, we will probably use you in a Let's Rage 2, but I don't know how we can get dragons on there.
CGI.
Like the one we have out right now is have you ever played Super Hexagon?
Yes.
Fuck that game.
What?
It's hard.
Isn't that just that you spin the hexagons and they make things?
The hexagon spins and you have a triangle that you have to like dodge or find the opening in the hexagon and move through it, and it goes faster and faster and faster and faster. I'll show you the video.
I might be thinking of something different.
You might be, but I'll show you the video.
Okay.
Afterwards. And basically, like I said, you're this little triangle, spoiler alert. And if you haven't watched the video yet, go watch it now. Put the fucking podcast on pause. You play as the little triangle and you're trying to dodge in and out of this hexagon through the openings.
Yeah.
And by the our size in there, he's like, fuck you, you stupid triangle. All you have to do is find the exit, blah, blah, blah. So at the end of the video, he's got this triangle cut out of like cardboard and eyes drawn on it. And it's got his mouth duct taped shut and it's duct taped to the post outside. And it's got a line of like little triangles with faces on them. Like they're the little triangles family. And Sai's got Nerf guns and he's like shooting the fucking triangles with the Nerf gun. And then he uses a lighter and a can of hairspray, I think, and lights the triangles on fire at the end.
Well, Nikki has an a stuffed dragon in her room. I don't think she'd be privy to burning it.
I have many stuffed dragons in my room.
Okay, well, maybe she is privy to burning it.
Well, all right.
Just
you can use your sword to chop the head off of it.
Exactly.
I just remembered an old friend of mine who actually lives near our friend.
Hold on.
You think it stopped recording?
Yeah.
No.
How long ago do you think it stopped recording?
I hope it didn't stop recording at all. You didn't stop recording, did you? We're gonna pause here.
So just remember to keep touching your thing.
Yeah.
Your
keep
laptop.
Touching your thing.
I'm gonna keep touching my thing. I'm actually gonna pull my thing onto my lap right now.
Oh god.
Pull my thing out. Put it on my lap. So I'm just gonna keep rubbing my thing.
Keep playing with it.
Yep. We're talking about the laptop because I can't apparently let the laptop turn off. Which didn't seem like it did anything, but we'll find out when fucking it comes to editing.
But I think, like, it locking and it going to sleep is two different things.
Yeah. You know?
It might have just been, like, a quick lock as opposed to, like, actually shutting down the applications.
Yeah. I need to figure out how to change that in settings because I haven't actually ever fucking changed anything in my settings.
Yeah, most Apple users don't.
I don't even use my laptop. I use it to play League. That's about it.
Is League browser-based?
No. I have a Windows partition that I play it on, so I can stream it. See, I use my Windows partition a lot. And actually, I have to have that wiped, too, because I let Sai use it, and he downloaded something funky, and it fucked up all of my browsers.
What version of Windows?
8.
There's, like, a step-back feature on there.
It doesn't work. We tried it.
Maybe because it is a partition.
I don't know. Maybe, yeah. But
what kind of funky was it? Like, disco funky, or?
Like, it said, you can't fucking do this because something is fucked up.
Wow.
Like, it's that bad. And so kind of when Joey gets back, he's going to bring a copy of Windows 8 I can use.
Did he delete System 32?
No, fuck that, no. That's what, well, I don't know a whole lot about computers. I'm a car guy, but I'm learning.
Yeah.
And like, my mom always asked me to help her with her laptop. And it's usually easy things like reset the Wi-Fi router, things like that. But like, this one yesterday or the day before, she asked me to do something and I did it, and then it went out again, and I was like, well, your laptop sucks. And I was like, I don't know how to fix it, just wait for Joey to get back, we'll ask him to deal with it. And I'm just waiting for her to ask me something and be like, oh yeah, you just gotta delete System 32.
Oh,
fuck her computer up.
Who said that?
Me to my mom.
Oh man,
god. I'm doing it next time. Next time she asks for help, I'm telling her to delete. Doing it! Tell her to delete System 32.
My mom called me, and she has, like, her own little shop and stuff, and she hosts her shop and other shops, like a conglomerate shop thing. And she called me for help one time. Like, oh, hey, Bob Austin, can you tell me this information that's easily accessible at home? I said, yeah, sure. She goes, oh, by the way, I'm with the shop owner. Do you think you could send me or tell me how to fix her iPhone? And I did, you know.
I would be like, yeah, buy an Android.
I said that to my mom over the phone. You know. I don't even remember what the problem was, and I apparently solved it, but you know.
Yeah.
I hate that.
See, I'm happy that I've gotten this new job because I still get to keep my old job working at the gym, which is great. Kind of, but I had to take a lot of hours off there.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's besides the point. I'm making a shit ton more money being a mechanic, which is weird. And yeah, I get to buy a new phone instead of having this crap phone. So nice. It was a toss up between the LG G3 and the Samsung Galaxy S5.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go with the S5.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I don't take offense either way. I know that some people are like, okay, I bought this because you were so insistent on it. Like your mother, Nikki.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no
phone calls that. People, goes on Tumblr, goes on Facebook. That's as far as I go with the phone.
She has an S3. Tumblr.
Yeah.
You have an S3?
Yeah.
Oh my god, dinosaur.
Oh my god. Everyone's like, look at the iPhone 5S. It can do this.
Hey,
and
they're
that.
At
I'm
6
like,
now. They're at the
whatever.
iPhone 6.
Yeah. The new one. I'm just like, wow, look at all these things my phone already did.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's the truth.
And mine's the older version.
Two versions older. Seriously?
Yeah.
Seriously.
I'm like, congratulations on getting to my level.
But the reason is I had the S4 and I really liked my S4. And yeah. I have an LG now and I don't really like this. And I don't know. They made a big fancy deal about the G3's camera. And I thought that'd be cool because this camera's shit. And then I was just like, you know what? No, I really liked how my S4 was. And the S5 is pretty much just a step up from that.
Yeah.
Plus, I really like fucking with the DJs at Applebee's.
And dropping your phone in water.
And dropping... Well, no, I throw this at people now.
Well, no, I have that video of me dunking my phone in the water in the Smoky Mountains.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I was just fine. In fact, it scared my sister because she is all about iPhone. I don't know if she wants to be different from my family or what, because they all have S4s.
But, so, you're basically calling your sister dumb.
Well, yeah. But yeah, I put my phone in the water, like recording it, and all my family was like, oh, okay. And my sister's like, oh my god!
Your phone's in the water. It's going to break.
Yeah, I was actually really concerned that it wasn't really the water that was going to ruin my phone, but it was the temperature because it was really cold. Yeah. I mean, it was surprisingly cold.
Well, that video you showed me, I don't think the temperature really matters. They dropped it in boiling water.
Oh, yeah, they did that, didn't they? That's an old video. Yeah, they dropped it in boiling water. They lit it on fire, like different models.
Yeah.
And then
I think I've seen this video.
Yeah, I think I showed it to you. And then they fried it, I think.
That's another thing to put in the link dump.
Yeah, I had a friend that I used to be friends with. Or
you had a friend that you used to be friends with.
Yeah, like throughout high school and stuff, we'd always talk. And when I used to do DJ stuff, I hate saying DJ stuff, but it's just easy to define. But I'm not actually a disc jockey, but I make music.
Austin makes music.
Makes
sweet, sweet love with music.
But, yeah, he used to talk to me a lot, and then he moved to where our friend Kat lives.
And then you broke up.
Like, right over there. And, yeah, we still talked a little bit, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go visit you, because my other friend lives over there, too, and we can all meet up, it'd be really cool. And now the only things I get from him are, like, occasional, hey, it's Monday, hope you're having a good Monday, check out my new track I made for this radio station that's hosted by my school. It's mass messages.
Great.
And, like, not only is it, like, not contact, I'm part of his advertisement plan.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
see, I got a friend who makes music on SoundCloud, but I still talk to him outside of that.
And, I mean, I made music, I put it on SoundCloud, but you don't see me promoting it all the time.
Yeah.
Last time I promoted a song on SoundCloud was, like, a few months ago, and before that was last Christmas, when I made it a Christmas variant.
I gave you my heart.
All I want for Christmas is Austin.
Okay.
Bite you, bitch.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right now? Let's go. Let's do this.
I'm going to hit you with the microphones. What did you throw?
A piece of my phone case that I ripped off.
That's cheating!
So did you see the...
No.
The Amiibo? You know what Amiibo is with the whole Wii U thing?
The what?
Through Smash Brothers, they have the Amiibo little toys.
Yeah.
And there's a Samus one with two barrels. Like, each arm has a barrel gun. Like, it's defective.
Mm-hmm.
And it's selling on eBay for a lot of money.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, so does she actually get two cannons
Not
in the
game? It's just data. But, you know, it's just the physical character has two cannons and looks really cool. Like, I'm like, huh, I think I might like this game if Samus had two guns.
I don't know if it's been done before, but Samus versus Mega Man would be pretty fucking cool.
I feel like, ooh, I don't know.
Let's do it.
Because Mega Man has all these power-ups. But Samus
has a lot too.
Yeah, she has a lot of built-in stuff. Like she can curl up in the ball, drop bombs, and she's very like dexterous.
Versatile. Yes.
Versatile. But Mega Man can get power-ups.
Right.
If Mega Man fought a boss shortly before, then yeah.
Let's do it.
Samus in her best suit versus Mega Man in his.
Which would that be?
Don't know.
Would that be his base suit?
Base suit with all the extra upgrades?
Yeah.
Probably. Because in his base form, all he has is a Buster Shot.
Oh, true.
Please don't lean your leg on me.
But with Mighty Number 9, they went a different route with that. And these are the original people who made Mega Man. Yeah. Now work for a different company, have their own IP.
Yeah.
He, instead of like changing forms, he adds their parts to his body. So.
Huh. Interesting.
Or at least that's what I got from the concept so far.
It kind of reminds me of Wolfenstein. I don't know if you played that, the newest
Wolfenstein. Not the newest game. One, no. Played the one back in the day with Doom.
But now in Wolfenstein, because I haven't played any of them before, I thought it was going to be a stupid like werewolf or vampire game.
You can play with me, big boy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that'll be a video. But the newest Wolfenstein game is really good. It has a good story. It's good graphics. It has a really good story. No spoilers. I just recommend playing it. And, yeah. I'll tell you about it after.
Okay, good. Yeah. I know a little bit about it. I just haven't had a chance to play it, and I think I'm going to go buy it soon.
Well, there's something I'd hint at, but, like, the hinting gives it away.
Is the hint that the Nazis won the war?
No.
Okay.
I think that was in the trailer.
Yeah, I was about to say, because that was in the trailer.
No, it's this, if you can understand that.
A vagina.
Timeline.
A vagina.
Yeah. A dragon rip. A dragon break.
A dragon? There's a dragon in Wolfenstein?
It's a dragon break.
Nikki, that's not even close, but it's still close enough to be an issue.
Ooh, that was a close one. What? Almost had it go black again. Oh, wow.
And you know, once you go black... I was going to say the microphone stopped working.
I'm going to cut it so I can say that.
Once you go black, the microphone stopped working. But yeah, Double Barrel Samus. Oh, did you hear about the... So you know what Octodad is?
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Deadliest Catch.
What?
What? Catch? You've never played Octodad?
No.
I think we have a video on that.
I have a video too. Octodad was where it was that video where like there's the Octodad and he has like the tentacles and you have to control all the tentacles to walk somewhere. He's like going all over the place.
It's really funny.
I forget. Do two people control Octodad?
You can have it two player. Okay. Yeah.
Octodad is kind of like Surgeon Simulator, but controlling a third person.
Hmm. Hey, did you hear in Surgeon Simulator they added a second hand?
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Does that require four players?
No, it's only two players, but each player controls an arm, but the arm starts on the other side of the screen.
Starts?
Yeah.
Like, does it switch?
You can switch controllers to fix that, but...
Okay, well, when you said starts, I was thinking, you know, I was thinking, like, eventually it switches.
Well, you can't. I think you can. I think you can move your hands across.
Oh, okay. I don't know. That's weird.
It's, yeah.
Let me fix your heart.
Yeah.
But,
so the Steam Autumn Sales just ended.
Yeah, but at the end of the Steam Autumn Sales, they announced their Steam streaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can stream from Steam now, and it works on Chrome and something else.
I'm glad you knew where I was going with that.
Oh, you were going to go with that? Yeah.
Well, I was going to eventually make my way there. Did you guys buy anything during the Steam sales?
I don't use my computer as much as I used to, so I don't have Steam.
I didn't find out until the day before the sales ended, so I didn't budget anything, so I was fucked. But games that I want to get, this is like The Gods Are Watching or something like that. It's like a survival game. It's pretty, pretty cool, it sounds like, but I haven't had a chance to play it. I also want This War of Mine, and I think I brought that up on a podcast before, but...
I think so, because that rings a bell.
Yeah. You're in the middle of a civil war, but you don't play as a soldier. You play as, like, the survivors who are just, like, kind of rummaging through this post-apocalyptic wasteland. Trying to, like, gather food and supplies. And if you run into the military will shoot you. If you run into the rebels will shoot you.
Wow.
And sometimes there's friendly people along the way, but they're few and far between. So you pretty much just want to kill everyone. But that's a fun game that I'm looking forward to getting.
Yeah, it does sound fun. When I was going with, and I just unchecked it, hold on. with the Octodad, it is called bread or iron bread. Have you heard of that?
No.
Imagine Octodad, but you're a piece of bread.
What?
And how?
The point of the game is to get the bread to the toaster.
Okay.
And like, it looked like it was on the Xbox 360. It might be on the Xbox One too, but I think it's on One too. I think it's only on the Xbox 360.
Do you think the people who came up with the name Xbox One did that on purpose?
The One too?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, a lot of people said the name stupid because it was like Xbox, Xbox 360, Xbox One. I can understand why they called it the One.
Yeah, because it's like the all-in-one
kind of thing. And I also can understand why they named it 360 because it's the all-encompassing 360 all around.
Yeah.
But maybe.
What?
Just a thought here. Maybe they're going on Xbox One over PlayStation. WON.
In podcast.
But no, like didn't the 360 beat PS3 sales?
Yes, and the 360 was
game catalog and everything. And I feel like it's going the same way. I don't feel like there's a whole lot of PlayStation exclusives right now, but there are a lot of Xbox exclusives.
I feel like there's a lot of PlayStation fanboys, though.
There are.
Like, the PlayStation 4 hype was a lot more than the Xbox One.
That's true.
Like, everyone was just shooting down the Xbox One. I enjoy my Xbox One.
Well, the Xbox One, the press release was shit, because all they talked about was the fucking TV features.
Yeah, and how much it's going to be limited. And then later on, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, by the way, those limitations don't exist.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, because in people that don't really know much about, that beep sounds louder now. I don't know why.
I don't know. Same. Always sounds the same to me.
But, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, the press release. A lot of the people who don't really pay attention to Xbox One news still think that the Xbox One's limited. Like, I had someone, like, trash talking me because I own an Xbox One, like on the internet.
Oh god.
And he's like, oh yeah, how does it feel not being able to switch game discs in between consoles? I was like,
totally, wow, do that. Still on
that. Yeah, but to be honest, I only have like 6 or 8 games on the Xbox One on disc. All the other games I have is like digital.
Yeah.
And I mean, you've seen how many games I have digital. That's a lot.
Yep, every Sunday stream. By the way, check out our Sunday streams.
Yes, very enjoyable.
Which I'm pretty sure the only reason people listen to our podcast is because they watch the Sunday stream.
Well, yeah, whatever you get the viewers, you know?
Yeah.
Did God I really access that by saying
I don't know.
Wow.
Google.
Did you hear about the new Marvel movie?
No.
It's from the point of view from the female in Captain America?
No.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's not a movie. It's a TV show.
Oh, it's a TV show.
It's Agent Carter, and that was Peggy Carter, you know.
Okay. And she becomes Captain America?
No. Yeah. Oh. She just is a badass.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
All right.
But
Which is totally okay by me.
It's been reported that it doesn't look very good.
Okay.
Like, it's not very Marvel-ish. It's more of like a girly type TV show.
Great.
Awesome. The way the trailers have been made doesn't make it look like a big superhero type movie.
She's not a superhero.
But like some people have reported that's been portrayed as Sex and the City, for example.
Wow.
I don't.
Have not going to watch that.
No. But that sounds very out of place.
I will link dump the commercial because we're going to watch that after the podcast.
Yeah, because I haven't seen it either, to be honest.
And apparently, former pro wrestler CM Punk now works for Marvel as a comic book guy. So, I'm really interested to see what he brings.
Just circles and smiley faces.
No, he's really good like at writing and drawing. He's pretty good at everything, so.
Huh. Yeah, it's very strange when I see like guys who work out a lot are really good-looking guys and like they're very talented in a very specific art genre.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at very good-looking guys?
No, like
I'm a very good-looking guy.
You know, in the whole I read a whole bunch of webcomics.
Yeah.
Like, probably 30 at least. And I have them all on an RSS feed. And, you know, the general synopsis of it is, you know, they don't look that great.
Mm-hmm.
No offense to any of you. How rude. There's this one guy who doesn't look bad. I'm just like, how are you good at drawing? And then I realize I'm like every other person now, you know?
Exactly.
Because when someone like me goes to a convention, I'm not saying like someone like me, but like personally, when I've gone to a convention, I lose some nerd points. Because when I'm standing in line, people talk about things, and I try to pitch in on the conversation, and they're like, "What do you know?
Yeah,
you're attractive."
Somewhat. It's because you're not fugly.
Yeah. You're not this acne-riddled fat guy who lives in his grandma's basement.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, the Halo stuff and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I've bought every single Legendary Edition of Halo. Don't give me that crap.
Now, I'm not taking shots at people who go to conventions, because we all go to conventions, and neither of us are bad, or none of us are bad looking. All of us, are, I'd like to say, are pretty attractive people.
Yeah.
No, the worst
compared to most people that go to conventions. Again, no offense. No offense to the gays.
I'm sure if they groomed themselves and showered regularly, it'd be better.
Yeah.
Because it's true. I mean, you can't deny that they don't shower regularly when you smell them.
Oh, my God. Even in the Metrocon handbook that they give you, the little pamphlet. Yeah. It says shower or please use good hygiene and shit like that. Yeah. I was like, how bad can it? Oh, God.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah.
No, the worst is being a rather good-looking girl.
Yeah, I would imagine.
And going anywhere, like going to a video game store, going to a comic book store,
being
to
on
a
the live stream.
Being on the live stream, it's, oh, you're all tits. You have no idea what you're talking about. It's like, meh.
Do you know why?
Nikki pulls her fucking battle axe out and chops someone's head off.
The reason I think why is because, there was some specific girls with big boobs and stuff, and they say, I'm a gamer girl.
Oh,
gamer
my God.
Girl. The gamer doesn't define gender.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Yeah.
So,
we're talking about the sluts with the Xbox One controllers over their tits.
Licking it.
Yeah.
And stuff, yeah.
And, like, yeah, they say they're a gamer girl, but, you know, gamer doesn't define, like, you know, their sexual organs.
Right.
So, a gamer is a gamer, you know? I've played with, you know, all different types of races and genders and, you know, whatever.
Exactly.
So.
Except for the 8-year-olds on Call of Duty, go fuck yourself. You didn't fuck my mom. Well.
Well.
Oh, God, I'm going to hell.
But, I'll meet you there.
Sweet. I run hell. Great. Can I get a promotion from dying, burning servant to Satan's assistant?
We'll see.
It's a pretty big jump.
We'll see how good you are at taking notes.
I don't know. Servant and assistant is pretty close. Especially in the corporate world.
Yeah, as long as I'm not on fire and suffering for all eternity.
Well, it depends on what you define fire as.
Something that hurts.
I don't know.
Something that burns and hurts.
STDs
define
burns
pain.
And hurts.
You know what?
I'm pretty sure if
I've had that, it's not that bad. No, I'm kidding.
I'm pretty sure bosses have given their assistants a few burning STDs.
What?
Whose bosses? Our bosses?
No. Jeez, no.
My boss is definitely a woman, so.
She may have STDs. Being a woman doesn't exclude you from having STDs. As a matter of fact, Sai has it. No, I'm kidding. Sorry, Sai. It's a low blow. He's not here to make fun of.
Oh, man. Yeah, completely unrelated. When I was driving back home.
Did you get an STD?
Yes. Yeah, what? Apparently because I got sick. Probably from touching like a gas pump handle or something. That's why I keep coughing.
I would assume it's from the shifting weather, where it got cold and then it got
warm. Yeah, I thought it was the shifting temperatures and weather and stuff. But a couple days before that, I was... What?
Stop.
Are you bouncing your leg?
I'm bouncing my leg up because it hurts.
Okay, well then.
And you're like swinging my leg around.
Well,
keep doing it.
Yeah, well, you only hurt your leg because you're sitting in a weird position for hours.
Were you sitting on your foot?
Yeah. Ow. And she, like, popped out her hip and it swelled up a little.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Well, like her hip isn't popped out, but it's swollen and it hurts.
If it continues, I'm going to the chiropractor.
But no, when I was driving back from Tennessee, I noticed, because the Smoky Mountains winds all around the mountain and stuff, and, like, there's sunlight, then there's not sunlight, then there is sunlight. Part of the mountains had snow, then the other part was completely grassy and green, and then more had snow and was really cold, the other had green. Like that picture I sent y'all with me going up a mountain and snow. That was on a part of the mountain that was just cold and covered.
Okay.
Like that was actually right next
to the only snow covered part of the mountain.
Well, no, like I said, it was like, you know, you're driving and then it's snow and then it's green and then it's snow. And it's like, wow, this is just like a video game. Like, it changes
immediately. Somebody's never been to Alaska. That's exactly what it's like there. It's like, oh, nice spring. Oh, look, a glacier.
Well, you
look,
also
more
went,
glaciers.
You also went during an off-winter season.
Look, snow.
What month did you go?
Like, because we're in December now.
Yeah.
July, yeah, I think.
Yeah, that's like literally that's literally the middle of December or of summer.
The middle of December. July is in the middle of December, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, Christmas in July.
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck.
Fuck.
Where are we going to eat after this?
Yeah, I was thinking of that too. Maybe we could go to the bar that I thought up of. Or never mind, it was a tattoo shop.
Oh yeah.
Tattooing.
God.
What the fuck? What the hell are you trying to say?
Tatooine is
it's a planet in Star Wars.
Yeah, it's the desert covered planet. You know what the
I haven't seen Star Wars in years.
Neither have I.
Well, you know what? The new one's coming out.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen the trailer for it yet.
I think it's next year.
Okay. Yeah, December next year, that's what it is.
I'm excited.
Yeah, so am I.
Even for that non-functional star lightsaber.
Yeah, I saw a few design changes on the lightsaber.
If they would twist the things and make a functional cross
hilt. Yeah, 45 like degrees that. Up. Yeah. It would act like an actual cross hilt. But what were you saying, Nikki?
I saw something. I didn't actually like watch the video, but apparently Stephen Colbert is just like, this is right! You are wrong! Quit whining!
Well, I think we talked about this on the podcast last week. I don't remember because Austin, you were here. Yeah, we recorded it right before.
Yeah, Tuesday.
And we decided that the hill or the cross guard is actually exhaust flames.
Yeah, but that seems even worse. Like you I don't think your I was there finger. For that.
I don't remember if we said it on the podcast.
No. I don't think we said that either. Not in the group chat either.
Okay, but
we did discuss it though.
We did. I think we did on the live stream.
Maybe on the stream. Yeah.
Yeah. But the idea was that it's an ancient Sith Lord, and he's using an older lightsaber type, so they had to have some kind of exhaust for the energy to go out of, and it wasn't as focused, so it shot out the sizes like a cross guard.
Yeah, I saw some... Wait, go on.
Or he's a Sith Lord for Jesus.
Or he'd be
Antichrist. The fuck out.
It's upside down, so it wouldn't be Jesus. It'd be Antichrist.
Actually, no, it is not. Sit down, let me tell you.
Can we?
An upside down cross is not satanic.
Yes, I know that. I said Antichrist, not satanic.
Shh. Same thing.
Shh. It is
she's
one
she's
of...
got her piece up she saw on Tumblr.
No!
Shots fired.
It's the fact of
I showed you
art
this.
History is I showed you my this. Major. I know this shit.
Art history.
Yeah.
Really useful major.
Totally useless. But
basically,
it's what I'm good at.
Are you going to be an art history professor?
Cut me off. Cut me off one more time, I swear to God.
Nikki.
No, art history teacher, but...
No, go on with what you're going to point out.
An upside down cross
But anyways,
one...
Austin.
I'm going to kill you up in your sleep.
I'd have
to do
that.
Talking about how if you cut someone's penis off, they die from bleeding out very quickly.
Yeah, because it's one of your main veins. That's why they say drain the main vein.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's note who doesn't have a penis here.
Well, considering I'm still alive.
For now.
I've survived 25 years without a penis.
What?
I'm kidding.
I was going to say, I don't think that's right.
See, the circumcision went wrong.
And then just cut the whole thing off.
It's funny because you're Jewish.
But anyways, like I was saying, one of the apostles was crucified. Like Jesus. But he didn't want to be compared to Jesus. So he... demanded that he was crucified upside down.
Yeah.
And the upside down cross is his symbol. Not Satan. I swear to God, I will punch someone in the face.
The reason why it's considered satanic and not the actual satanic symbol, which has the infinity sign on it.
What?
I guess we can link dump that too.
Whatever.
Later. But usually a symbol turned upside down is the anti-version of it.
Huh.
Yeah, but it's not...
But alas, you know what? I feel like we're getting too far into religion and pushing people's buttons. So let's not do that.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to offend anyone, especially the gays.
Well, I remember saying in the chat, I said how the lightsabers, going back to our original thing, how they all had, the first trilogy had one saber.
Yeah.
The second trilogy had two sabers. And the third trilogy has a three-sided saber.
Yeah. That's cool. That's an interesting theory.
Yeah.
But I don't know. In the books, they started making... What the fuck are you doing, Nikki?
He was doing that with his hand. I was like...
What was I doing?
Jesus Christ. But in the books, they had lightsabers of, like, different styles of weapons. Like, someone had a scythe lightsaber and shit like that.
That sounds fucking great. I want one.
Right.
Yeah.
I want an axe.
I remember looking at original, like, schematics of, you know, original lightsabers.
God, we're nerds.
Of, like, how they had, like, the backpack with, like, a tube to the sword and it came out. Yeah. Oh, that was pretty interesting.
For some reason, that reminds me of Pyro from X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
He has fire manipulation abilities, but can't produce a flame, so he walks around with a backpack full of gasoline. Flammable liquid. It's like... That just sucks.
He started off with just a lighter, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just... Well, he can't produce a flame. That's the whole thing.
Right.
He can control fire, but he can't produce a flame, so he needs the flame in order to control it.
Which is very interesting, because we're going to get even more nerdy here. But
just when you thought it couldn't get worse.
Because a flamethrower works because you spew gas, and the lighter keeps lighting the gas, which makes a huge... Spew. Yeah. And it makes a huge tail of flame.
Yep.
Now, if Pyro can... I keep on thinking of Spyro, because you always say Spyro.
Spyro the Pyro Spyro. Dragon.
Yeah, oh my god, that's a dragon too. Oh god.
What's a dragon?
You don't understand Spyro. How much I love dragons.
Jesus fuck.
They're great.
Oh yeah, you didn't want to get too offensive on religion.
I say that all the time, though.
So, if he can control flame, that flame would still be that same unit of flame. Unless he can control molecules after the flame has combusted, so then he can only activate molecules upon activation.
Science.
Activate molecules upon activation.
Like, upon producing the flame, he'd have to change the molecular structure and create flame around the flame.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I don't know if he's able to do that. Well, I don't know, because every time he, like, did the lighter, he could shoot a fireball. And that would have to be bigger than just the piss-sized flame that a lighter...
Yeah, but this is also the Fox version of X-Men.
That's true.
Fox?
Yeah, Fox makes X-Men, the live-action movies.
Like Fox News? Fox?
Like Fox Films, but they're all the same company.
Okay, so,
No, I'm talking, like, TV shows, comic books, Pyro.
Just Pyro.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, that reminds me of,
Speaking, while we're on the topic of Marvel and comic books, DC has announced the casting for the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
I shit my pants.
I haven't seen anything about it
yet. I saw the casting. I'm just... I'm not a DC fan.
Eat a dick.
After the whole fucking Batman fiasco...
Fuck Batman, first of all.
It's like... What the fuck's his name? It's like Christopher Nolan or something. Made Batman so fucking overdramatic. I'm just like... Okay.
Hey, Nikki.
Is this movie done yet?
What's the opposite of Christopher Walken? Christopher Reeves!
Oh my god!
That's terrible!
I don't get it.
Oh my god!
Christopher Walken? Because Christopher Reeves is paralyzed.
Oh, okay.
He's dead now!
Oh, what's that?
I would have gotten if he wasn't
dead.
Paralyzed.
Oh my god. That is...
You don't know who Christopher Reeves is?
The name rings a bell.
He's Superman!
Superman!
Oh, okay.
And he got, like, knocked off a horse and he was paralyzed from the waist down.
Yeah, if you said a Superman thing, I would have gotten it, but, yeah.
He was? Dead. I thought he had a disease that he, like, became paralyzed and eventually died from.
I don't know. I know he was paralyzed.
I don't know, let's look it up.
You can look it up. In the meantime, I'm going to talk. But they have Jared Leto playing the Joker.
Hmm.
And they have Will Smith playing, I forget who.
Oh, I just read the article. What's his name?
Hopefully not Deadshot.
I think it is.
I hope it's not Deadshot. I'm going to be so upset. Because the guy who plays Deadshot in the Arrow TV show is a fucking awesome Deadshot.
Yeah.
And
but maybe he's not movie quality Deadshot.
You know, and that's another thing. They announced a Flash movie, but they just released... They're in the first season of the Flash TV show, which is doing really great. And like... They didn't even wait for the second episode of The Flash to come out for them to announce there's a Flash movie with a different actor playing The Flash.
Are they owned by separate companies?
I don't know.
Because if they are, that would make sense. Because, I mean, even if that show is doing really good, like Arrow.
Yeah.
If they're owned by different companies, maybe that actor's on contract.
Maybe.
And, you know, that's literally competition right there. That's direct competition. Like, hey, you're making this same exact product, but we're going to make it into a movie. So I'm going to take you for a little bit.
But I think they are the same company that owns the TV show.
Interesting.
Because the actor from Arrow, Stephen Amell, was like, why would they do that? That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah.
And
I've never
he just feels like they shorted. Yeah, he feels like they shorted the actor in the TV show.
Yeah.
So. I have never watched Arrow, but my God, I love him.
You should watch Arrow because it's a great TV show.
But it's also a DC TV show.
But it's also the greatest TV show ever of all time.
I'm a little
bit
biased.
Biased.
Yeah, a little bit of an asshole.
My leg hurts and I can't talk.
Yeah, my leg hurts, therefore I cannot speak a.
Shut up.
Also, when I was driving home from Tennessee, I passed by a Google Maps outpost.
Yeah, you told us about that. That was awesome.
I wanted to take a picture, but I was driving and my brother has a horrible phone.
Oh.
So, like,
why didn't you just hand him your phone?
Well, because I was driving on Maps up, and, you know, by the time we passed it, it was like, oh, look, there, it's gone. And my brother was like, why don't you just turn around? I'm like, no, I hate turning around.
Why would I waste that much time? Because then you got to turn around again, and I'm assuming you're on a highway.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that.
It was pretty cool, though. It was like a small building, probably not much larger than this house here.
Well, I guess, are we all taking a road trip up to Ohio for that concert?
Let's do it.
What concert is it?
It's some huge
rock
fucking
range.
Yeah, and I don't want to fucking go.
You want to go.
I really don't.
You want to go.
I'm going to Next Big Thing this weekend. I really don't want to go to that, but...
But Fall Out Boy's going to be there.
At Next Big Thing?
Yeah.
I'm going to chop my dick off.
Shut the fuck up. I'll take your tickets.
I used to like Fall Out Boy, too.
I like
Fall
Out Boy.
When I was in middle school.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up before
I mean, their new stuff is pretty good. I will give them that, but...
It's great. I love it. That's the kind of shit you beat the hell out of.
It's not what I'm listening. It's not what I listen to.
Yeah, same here.
And but I promised a friend that I'd go, and I kind of feel bad because I ditched her once already. So I'm going this time. Be nice.
Yeah, you need to.
Plus, I need something to do. I mean, I haven't gone out in a long time.
Yeah.
I spent the entire week off of work in my bed, with the exception of Thanksgiving. And the stream.
We still have some of those potatoes if you want them.
Huh?
Shut the fuck up and just come to my house. I don't care. Just be like, I need something
to
do.
Gas! I don't have gas to waste, especially when I'm not working.
You are working!
Well, I am now, but I wasn't working that week. I made zero fucking dollars last week.
Same here.
I keep thinking about it, and I don't think I've had a job for a long time.
Yeah.
It's been like 3 months.
How are you still surviving?
I had a lot of money stored up.
Good for you, man.
Yeah. And it makes me really sad because I'm like, I had a lot of money stored up. And I have a girlfriend.
You could have bought a house.
Maybe.
I don't think
you could have had the down payment for the loan, at least.
How much would a down payment cost?
It depends on the house you're looking at. Usually like 10%
or whatever.
Let's get
a mansion.
You could do 5%, but...
Well, how much would a typical house cost, like a substandard?
Like, the house my parents, or my mom owns,
okay.
is, I can't say parents anymore. The house my mom owns, I think they bought it for like $120,000, so you need $12,000 or $6,000 if you wanted to do 5%, then your interest would go up.
I could do 5%.
Yeah.
Not now, but I could.
You could have. But,
I'd also be almost broke.
Joey also explained it to me how you could do it for $3,000, but there's... The hoops and ladders and shit you got to jump through, and you got to know someone who knows somebody who knows somebody. So
yeah, and if you don't do it right, it could affect your credit.
Exactly.
Yeah. And even then, when you have a small down payment, it kind of screws you over.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Especially if you're just trying to live in the house.
Yeah.
And because that means your monthly payment is up higher, and then your interest is higher, so your monthly payment goes up more, and it takes longer to pay off, and it's a pain in the ass. That's why I haven't bought a house yet.
Yeah. I mean, like with my phone, when I got my S5, I didn't really need to make payments on it, but I am. Because the lady was like, oh, you can just have a no payment thing instead of paying for it completely right now. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And so I'm on a payment plan, which is like $27 a month or something.
That's not terrible.
Yeah, it's not terrible, but there was no down payment. So it's going to take forever.
Yeah.
It's going to be like 2 years.
See, I like buying my phones up front and not having to worry about it.
Well, I've never done this before, so I didn't realize what I did.
Gotcha.
I kind of wanted to force myself to moderate my phones because... I bought the S5 as soon as the S5 came out, but I also bought the S4 as soon as it came out. I'm like, wow, I'm like every other iPhone person right now.
But we get quality phones when we get an Android device.
Yeah, and
we get something new.
And, yeah. And the phones are moderately priced. I mean, they're not moderately priced, but, you know, with the technology
involved. They're reasonably priced, yeah. Like, iPhone's just like, now it's in gold and an inch bigger, so you can feel like you're overcompensating for something.
You know what would make a Mac seem a lot better priced?
If they could play games?
Yeah. Well, I saw a picture or a listing of an old computer back when it was, back when that old computer was new. I'm talking about, like, DOS time.
Jesus Christ.
And it was, like, very expensive. I want to say, like, $6,000.
Yeah.
Maybe even 12. But I think that might be just my mind over-exaggerating. It was insane.
Did you say 1,000 or 100?
1,000.
I think it was, like, 1,200 was what I thought it was, but...
I don't think so.
You might be right. I might... I'm probably wrong because I don't know shit. I think we're pretty late in the podcast. This is the second part that we had to recover because we didn't know if the first part would be corrupted or not.
Well, I mean, you got here when?
I got here at like 9:40, and then we got set up by 10. So I don't know. We'll go for another 15 minutes or so, and then we'll go get food.
Okay. Well, I mean, we don't have to go for 15 minutes.
All right. But let's go on a little bit longer because I feel like we still have a little bit more to talk about. And now that I say that, we're probably going to have zero topics. Do you have anything left on your list?
I actually just cleared my list with that Google pinpoint.
Great.
Way to go.
Well, actually, the Google Maps location was like, it was a small building, like, you know, about the size of this house. And it had a giant pinpoint out front.
Yeah.
Like the Google Maps pin. It was That's really awesome.
But I feel like in that office, there's like 20 people just sitting like wall to wall, like at a little desk, just typing away, updating the maps constantly.
Well, I think it was there specifically for Rocky Mountains.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I actually think Google
Maps... were you in the Rocky Mountains or were you in the Appalachian?
Smoky, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, Appalachian. Yeah, one thing I noticed about Smoky, how would you spell Smoky? Like the actual term, this room is very smoky.
S-M-O-K-E-Y.
Yeah. Smoky Mountains is spelled S-M-O-K-Y.
Somebody fucked up.
I think somebody fucked up a long time ago.
Well, given like, the area that that location is located, not too far stretch of an imagination there.
Have you ever seen that movie, Nikki?
No.
I know that movie.
It starts with a D.
Deliverance?
Yes.
Yeah, that movie's really fucked up.
Yeah. I know.
How do you know? You haven't seen it.
Because my American history teacher in high school gave me a brief synopsis of the movie.
Yeah, they're basically, you know, your typical, yeah, you got a pretty mouth, boy. That's actually what that is from.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah. Yeah, I think Google Maps is really cool when you're on that team, you get, like, little Google Map pinpoint shirts.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
But I think, like, Google as a whole, you get, oops, I hit the mic. You get, like, a whole bunch of group stuff, group orientation stuff.
Group.
Yeah, with my hands up in the air. I'm trying to think of other ones that have that, but I can't think of any at the moment. I bet YouTube has that, but then again, every YouTuber has that shirt now.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a checkbox on YouTube saying, I want ads on my YouTube. I don't know if that was there before.
That might just be because you have Google Music and you have the subscription for it?
No, I'll explain that in a second, but what were you
going
to say?
No, that's just where I was going with that, because you said you don't have ads on your YouTube now because you have that. So, yeah, I don't know if that was part of it or... Oh, you're wrong.
Yeah, the ad-free is music videos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it doesn't apply to normal videos.
All right.
Speaking of ad-free, I hate saying that because especially since Joey was like, no saying speaking of in obvious segues. Yeah.
Fuck that. We're going to say it because it's natural flowing conversation.
I know, but like the fact that he said that, I keep thinking of it now. But, like, every time someone says something like that, I think of it. Like, that one podcast that we listened to, and the guy was talking about how your balls are affected by gravity.
What? No!
Maybe you didn't listen to it. Do you think it's still recording?
I'm sure it's still recording.
Okay.
Let's just keep going. Yeah, it's still going.
Okay. And,
God, I hope I didn't fuck this thing up, or else we're going to be back here tomorrow.
But what was I going with?
I don't know. What were you going with?
Okay, the balls, and what did I say before balls?
Obvious Joey, segues. Yeah, obvious segue. Joey saying, not saying, speaking of. And
then what did I say before that, the speaking of something?
I don't remember.
How about a penis riding a segue?
Nikki.
And then you said something about, we were talking about the, your balls and gravity thing. Whatever, it's not that important, probably.
I care.
If you can't remember, it must not be important.
But
I'm going to remember it a little bit and be like, fuck!
It's all right. We're probably going to have to re-record this podcast. God, I hope we don't have to. But
yeah, without the coughing and stuff. I'm sure you can just take out, mute us temporarily for that. Because whenever I cough,
that's
you're
a
talking.
Lot of work, though.
Yeah.
I don't mind that. I mean, it's understandable that we're getting sick. It's winter, or almost winter now, so.
Yeah. Winter is coming. Whenever I'm talking, I'm not coughing. And whenever you're talking, I am, like, I cough when you talk.
That's fine. So, I don't care.
The track is off.
Nothing I say is that relevant or important anyway, so.
That's like, such a beta thing to say. Oh, yeah. And, like, it's almost sarcastic. Yeah, it's not like whatever I say is relevant.
No. I don't really think I have important things to add. Like, I'll bring things up, and you and Joey will go off on them and be like, okay, I'm glad I brought that up, because I have no input whatsoever.
Yeah. I sit here and nod, too. I'm like... Uh-huh. I have no idea what you just said.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up what you've brought up, because at first I was like, I'm leading this podcast. This is weird.
Yeah. No, it's completely okay. But I think I'm out of things to talk about. Is everyone else out of things to talk about?
What do you want
to
eat?
What do you want to eat?
Food.
Well, that's not where.
You give me that issue all the time. Like, I've been sick, like really sick. And I had like a huge fever and stuff, and then I was on the toilet and all that. And, yeah, good imagination.
Good podcast topic, really. Good.
I mean, I could be very descriptive.
No. Don't do that. Don't do that.
But anyways, Nikki's like, oh, what do you want to eat? And I wasn't feeling very, you know, I didn't have much of an appetite, and I don't really now, but I know I need to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, what do you want to eat? And I'm like, food.
Well, when someone asks me, what do I want to eat? I always answer food.
Yeah.
Or something edible. And, but where is not food?
Yeah, that doesn't even make sense.
Way to fail.
Well, like, I said it this time because I didn't have an appetite. And, you know, she had three easy things to make. Leftover Thanksgiving food. And then mac and cheese. And then peanut butter and jelly.
Butter and jelly is so good.
Yeah, it is. But, like, now since I have my sickness tongue.
Uh-huh.
You know how you have, like, your...
Yeah, like shit tastes different.
Yeah, it tastes disgusting. Like, I like orange juice. I like the taste of orange juice.
Uh-huh.
But orange juice tastes disgusting right now.
Does it taste like toothpaste and orange juice?
Yeah, I was about to complain.
Oh, no.
But worse.
It's the worst. Ugh.
Because toothpaste and orange juice is like, ugh. You know? Like, oh, that was bad.
Yeah.
But now it's like, oh, I regret this. I want some more. Oh. I can't make large breathing things.
Look at you fucking everything up.
I'm sorry.
It's all good. I'm pretty sure it didn't pick it up at all. Or very little. But I was going somewhere with that. Oh, I went to... Extreme Juice on Sunday, and were you guys here?
I was
here. You were here. You weren't here. You were coming home. I had a peanut butter and jelly smoothie from Extreme Juice, and it was the best thing ever.
That sounds like it might be good, but my imagination of peanut butter and jelly doesn't sound good.
Have you ever had, like, the Gerber's peanut butter and jelly? It's like the peanut butter and jelly in the same jar, and it's like...
Yeah.
I've seen it, but I've never had it.
That's exactly what it tastes like.
Oh, my God.
It's the best shit ever.
Really gross, then?
No, it's so good. Sai's like, that's disgusting. I'm like, eat a dick.
I don't know,
eat a dick,
it.
I don't care.
I don't really drink smoothies, but I might try it.
But the funny part was that I was like, here, try this. And he's like, okay. He started sipping. He's like, oh, it's fucking disgusting. And then I tricked him last week with it, too. Last Sunday.
Does he still think it's disgusting?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's realistically the reason I made him try it, because I know he doesn't like it.
Okay. I thought you were trying to see if he was lying.
No. No, I was like, oh, no, it's good. Try it. God damn it, it's the same peanut butter shit as last time. Yep.
It's funny. Yeah. That's such a Sai thing to say, too. I don't mean that in an offensive way. That's just how you talk. Sai.
See, I'm not the only one who thinks Sai sounds like a douchebag.
Well, we weren't going to say that, but now that you brought it up.
Well, he says I sound like a whiny bitch, so.
It's really funny listening to how people, when they, like, quote somebody else,
uh-huh,
how they, like, voice them. I mean, because there's the typical person quote, then there's the stupid person quote, and then...
That's how he thinks I talk.
Funny.
That's how I sound.
Do I sound like that, guys?
No, you don't sound like my sister.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I don't like the way... I don't like the way my voice sounds.
Oh, I don't care
I hate
how mine
the way
sounds.
My voice sounds.
I like... When I heard my voice on the podcast for the first time, I heard, yeah, man, like, this is so cool.
Napoleon Dynamite.
no, like a Californian.
Oh.
Surf's up, dude.
Yeah. Eat the ham, Dina.
But I never imagined my voice was sounding like that. Like, I heard my cousin sound like that, and that's how he talks, and that's how his voice sounds. And I was always like, oh, I can never imagine myself sounding like that. But I sound just like that.
No.
And he lives in Texas. So.
I wouldn't say you sound like a California guy.
I sound like a guy.
No, you don't.
Or a 10-year-old.
Sound like a 10-year-old boy.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. You don't.
No.
You sound like a girl.
I do not sound like a girl.
10-year-old boys sound like girls. So.
Who told you that, Nikki? Like, did somebody tell you that?
I've
like,
been
that's
mistaken
been stuck
for a 10-year-old boy.
Nope.
I'm on, just like, on Xbox?
I'm a girl.
On Xbox?
Thank you.
No. Yeah. At the drive-thru.
I thought you were a 10-year-old boy driving a car.
Young man, are you old enough to drive?
No, but on Xbox, the general consensus is that everybody is a 10-year-old boy.
Basically. Yeah.
Unless you have a deep voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't have
smooth
a feminine voice.
And sultry.
So.
You have a feminine voice.
No, I don't.
It's just, was it when you were with chats with your sister's friends?
What?
Like,
I know how you used to always go on chats with your sister's friends.
Oh, no.
Because her sister's friends are all around like 12 to 14. And she goes on, like, group chats with them.
Why?
I know, that's what I was saying.
Run. Run as fast as you can
no,
from the little
they
ones.
They were older than her.
Oh.
Because they were my dad's friends.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
So I'm over this conversation.
Yeah. Let's go eat.
All right. It's 11:11. Okay. People make a wish. And
I wish for food.
This has been podcast insert number here. Either 48, 49, or 50. And
may the odds be ever in your favor.
I hope the mic picks up my stomach growling because it's done it about 3 times. All right. It's like very long too.
All right, well, we're signing off. This has been a good podcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Austin.
And I'm Nikki.
Later, guys.